Does the gospel free you to do what you want? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer's spiritual journey from Roman Catholicism and American Evangelicalism to Confessional Lutheranism, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
I think that For the Love is for a lot of women. I think it's for the woman who feels like she's doing a terrible job at everything and cannot keep up with expectations. I think it's for the woman who either has this deep, meaningful, wonderful community and she's celebrating it, or the woman who feels lonely in her own life and is craving a deeper community. And there's a lot of tools in there to that end. I think it is for the mom who loves parenting, obviously, loves her kids, but needs someone else to come alongside of her and say, not only is this marvelous, it is hard. And sometimes we just need to get a babysitter. I think it is for the person who loves her church and has found healing and restoration and meaning there. And it is also for the person who is struggling with the church or is absolutely not even connected to it and feels wounded in that space, confused, maybe left out. I have a lot of tenderness for that person. And then it's also for the person who just wants to laugh. If you just want, in large degree, to crack up, be a little bit entertained, and feel some solidarity, not just with me as the writer, but just kind of this whole community of women that we have, this book is for you.
As Jen Hatmaker talking about her latest best-selling book, For the Love. Now, men, you probably haven't heard of Jen Hatmaker. Chances are your wife has, if she goes to church. She, by the way, was recently dropped by her publisher and distributor, Lifeway, because she and her husband, her pastor husband, have decided to come out in effect and say that LGBTQ relationships can also be holy. When asked to explain herself, she doubled down. Her, along with Glennon Doyle Melton, who has one of her books chosen by Oprah for her book club, Love Warrior, and has also written the 2014 New York Times bestseller, Carry On Warrior, The Power of Embracing Your Messy, Beautiful Life. These two, Glennon Doyle Melton, has come out as a lesbian herself in a relationship with a famous soccer star, Abby Wambach. Now, why does this happen and why do authors like this continue to appeal to Christian women, to church-going women? We're going to be talking about some recent sexuality statements made by popular Christian authors Jen Hatmaker and Glennon Doyle Melton. Joining us to do so, Deaconess Heidi Gaiman, a licensed therapist serving Grace Place Wellness Ministries. Deaconess Gaiman, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
What is the appeal of these two authors, Jen Hatmaker and Glennon Doyle Melton?
You know, I actually had to ask who Glennon Doyle Melton was, because that was someone I wasn't really familiar with. So I think I can really only speak to Jen Hatmaker as far as the circles that I travel in. But from looking online and seeing between the two of them, I think in general what women are attracted to is the realness of it, the willingness to talk about what is messy in life. And I think there's a fair amount of Christian women who are almost taking a stand, I would say, against this idea of fluffy when it comes to Christian women's resources, that they would like to see things that kind of tackle that messiness of life, but then also do so from a biblical perspective. And like I said, I'm like very familiar with Jen Hatmaker's works, and I believe that Glennon Doyle Melton is a Christian mom blogger, and so I'm not sure that she produces, you know, Bible studies. So I'm not sure I would compare the two, but I know that that's what they would have in common, that I would say the appeal is realness in relationship with trying to share the word and just to share what we would term life together in a Christian community.
We're talking with Deaconess Heidi Gaiman, licensed therapist serving Grace Place Wellness Ministries, about recent sexuality statements made by popular Christian authors Jen Hatmaker and Glennon Doyle Melton. So part of the appeal is, well, if you remember Irma Bombeck writing these books about parenting and motherhood in the last generation with a little spirituality thrown in, we'll find out if that's part of the appeal. What was actually said by Jen Hatmaker? And what was the reaction of the many who read her books and look at her Bible studies and feel that community that she seeks to build with women and mothers in Christian communities around the nation? What did she actually say, and what was the reaction? I can imagine two. One would be shock and disappointment, but the other one, perhaps as common, would be a lot of Christian women saying, well, you know, if Jen Hatmaker and Glennon Doyle Melton think it's okay, maybe homosexuality is okay, and I can stop worrying about the culture's pressure to say so. Stay tuned.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast, or visit our website at www.HolyCrossLutheranAlbany.org.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at PerformanceFitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or PerformanceFitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking with Deaconess Heidi Gaiman, licensed therapist serving Grace Place Wellness Ministries, about recent sexuality statements made by popular Christian authors Jen Hatmaker and Glennon Doyle Melton. Before the break, you were talking about the messiness of this, and I take it in the press here, Glennon Doyle Melton is called a confessional blogger, which means that she kind of opens up about her failures, her past life, the hardness of her life today, etc.
Yeah, you know, when I first read that, I had to laugh because I think of confessional in a totally different sense, obviously. And so I had to go backtrack and think, what is that? Wait, confessional, what does that mean? And then from what I've read, that means like opening her heart, basically. And I think what you see there that women are hungry for is genuine community. And I'm not sure that that's what these resources are creating, but I think that's a sign to us that women are anxious to hear one another tell real stories, to tell what Christ is doing in their lives, but at that deeper, messier level, that it's not always pretty. You know, it doesn't always look put together. And so I think that's what you're seeing, particularly from that kind of mom, blogger, confessional, here, pour my heart out, I want you to hear my story.
I don't know how old you are, Heidi, but in my day, it was Irma Bombeck. She wrote books about being a mother that were, they talked about all the messiness of raising children, everything. Mm-hmm. So are they 21st century Irma Bombecks with a hint of spirituality or a little bit of spirituality thrown in?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like I hate to say it, but I feel like we can't necessarily label the people and what they offer on any given day might be different. I think blogger in itself, I myself have an active blogger, and you I put together Bible studies in order to get the word into women. But I know that a lot of bloggers, their kind of concept is online journaling and being able to share and reach out to other women in a way by saying, hey, this is what's happening in my life, and normalizing it, I think, normalizing ideas like struggling with children, not finding joy in motherhood. Whether they're doing that from a biblical perspective or not, I can't say. I'm sorry. You know, I wish I could. From what I've seen from Jen Hatmaker for years and years and years, I would definitely say that I know enough to say yes. I think that she has always aimed to do it from a biblical perspective. And with the recent statements, it's devastating to many women to see, you know, such a bold statement against what we would consider to be very strong scriptural understanding of sexuality from Jen Hatmaker herself. I'm not sure I know anyone that entrusted that to Glennon Doyle Melton. You know, I don't know enough about her, and I haven't studied with any women that say, oh, yeah, I follow this person.
Okay, so tell us about Jen Hatmaker. Who is she, and what does she offer women, Christian women?
You know, I wish I knew her well enough to say all kinds of stuff. I have, in fact, studied with a couple of her books and read her blogs. I know a lot of women, again, in the circles that I travel in, that follow her on Facebook. She's super humorous, and she offers, like I said, that kind of messiness of life with a dose of humor that I think a lot of mothers and wives are looking for, kind of like you talked about the Irma Bombeck of other generations. And that's comforting. It's comforting, your dose of crazy reality of motherhood. But then also, her husband's a pastor, and I think they kind of both have a genuine heart to reach people for Jesus, and that draws people in, you know, and I don't think they intended to mislead anyone, and that is probably why she made statements clarifying her beliefs so that she was upfront about it. I'm very uncomfortable with the recent statements that she made, and so I would not choose to select her Bible study resources, and I think you have to give Lifeway, the publisher, credit for pulling the resources off the shelf, because they also wanted to make sure that they were offering, you know, biblically based resources for their customers. So it's left, I think, a lot of women a little bit uncomfortable. Like, how do we find good resources? How do we know what to look for? Is it okay to buy outside of, you know, a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod publisher? Is it not? What do we do?
What can you tell us briefly about Glennon Doyle Melton?
It's funny because I looked up some information last night, and like I said, I'm not entirely familiar. But at the same time, you know, I did see in a Washington Post article, and whether it's accurate or not, again, I can't say. I have a little distrust in news media, but it did appear that she made a statement coming out that she herself was homosexual, and that was kind of the life choice she had chosen. And so I would encourage women that is not then a place that you're going to find filling for the message that is true to the word as we know it, that God gives us in his Bible, that says that we would leave sexually pure lives. We're not going to follow other people that we know have decided to make choices that are anti-scriptural. We wouldn't follow a pastor if that happened. We would, you know, that would be something we would not approve of in our churches. And so we need to be aware. We're not going to follow Bible study leaders or people who present themselves as Bible study leaders, which I'm not even sure she was. But that would not be a blog I would turn to find spiritual encouragement each day when I know that it's directly opposed to something that God is trying to teach me, if that makes sense.
So apart from, we'll discuss their recent statements on human sexuality in a moment, but apart from those, how would you describe the teachings, what you've known and studied of Jen Hatmaker's work?
Yeah, you know, from what I have experienced, and I can only speak from that, is that what I have seen has always been biblically grounded. She utilizes probably less scriptural references than like I would in a Bible study. I think that women really want to be able to dive deep, but then they also want to be able to pick up a Bible study that they can do for devotional purposes for each day in a matter of 15 to 20 minutes. And so I think when you look at Bible study resources, you're looking at a range, you know, and I think Jen Hatmaker has done a good job at designing resources that are able to be picked up quickly, and that's one thing that's really attractive to women. You can be engaged in the story she's willing to share of herself, like we kind of talked about, a little bit more of that idea where you're confessional about what you're going through each day, but then everything I've read shares the scriptural message and is true to the word. I'm thinking of one that I had studied that was based around how we have excess in our life and how to dispense of the excess. And so she used a lot of verses, including a theme verse of where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And she continuously returned to that. It wasn't extra biblical in that sense, you know. But I do think with any author, and I as a writer of women's Bible studies myself, it's so easy. You have to check yourself and you have to have a crowd of people when you're writing or leading a Bible study to say, am I returning to the scriptures? Am I being true to the scriptures and not lost in my own ideas? And so I could say that that would be easy for that to happen, and that's, you know, why we have publishers and editors and all those people to help us stay in check and return to the Word. Are we returning to the Word? Is that the focus? And it's not me. And I felt like Jen Hatmaker had done a really, really good job at that, and that's why people were picking up her resources as far as, like, Glennon Doyle Melton. I don't know. I don't think that's the kind of resource she was providing. I think she was just providing her experiences online.
So with Jen Hatmaker, is it safe to kind of characterize her teaching as practical advice slash encouragement from Scripture on a variety of subjects that are relevant to women?
Yeah, I think so. I think you could probably characterize it. I think that's really well said, that it's intended for encouragement not necessarily like deep and in-depth spiritual growth, although she would probably find that inaccurate. You know, I don't know her as a personal friend, but as like a Lutheran author and a Bible study leader, I would say it's really helpful and has been helpful to the women I know for encouragement. But you're not going to open up it up alongside the Book of Concord and our catechism, you know, and so you want to be careful to be able to find resources that also do that alongside those.
Where would the Lutheran doctrine and practice in its basic outlines, as far as you know, differ with that of Jen Hatmaker's teachings?
You know, I think I have seen some really good law and gospel in her teaching, and so that's one thing that made me, you know, more comfortable with it than maybe some other teachers. I definitely think when you come down to these issues, like the one at present that we're talking about with the stance on sexuality, where do we get our, like, doctrinal base from? And this is a reason that we belong to a denomination where we sit down and we talk about what do we believe about these things, how do we talk about them, what's our lens when we look at things. And I would say that a lot of Bible study leaders, not just Jen Hatmaker and not just female, but many Bible study leaders are coming from a stance that does not hold to a certain denominational teaching, and that's not in itself a problem, except that then we have no easy way of saying, well, where does this come from? What do they believe? There's no way to kind of label, okay, I'm going to get sacramental theology here, or I'm not. And so that leads to just a lot more work as far as hunting down what they teach and confess. And so then for Jen Hatmaker in particular, since that's the topic, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know unless I sat down with her and said, what does your church teach and confess? Because I'm not able to, like, look that up. Although, like, on my blog, someone said, do you belong to a certain particular denomination? And I can say, I'm an LCMS Lutheran, and that means a particular kind of system of belief.
Were you surprised when Jen Hatmaker made her recent statements? What did she say about homosexuality, and did it surprise you?
It was really surprising to me, and I have a group of girls that I talk to every day about these kind of things, just women in the church and how to reach more women every day with Christ's message, that he died and rose for them in their lives every day. And we all were in a state of shock almost, which sounds really dramatic, but I think after kind of contemplating it, what happened is that there's a lot of women that you're studying alongside, and you almost feel like you're studying alongside of Jen Hatmaker or along your Bible study leader, or when I pick up something from Donna Pyle, I feel like I'm learning with her. That's the style of writing that you find, and it's such a blessing to behold. And so then, though, when something happens that feels like almost a deception in that relationship or a confession that changes the shape of the relationship, because it cannot be the same. You know, if you have a cousin or a son or daughter or someone in your family that comes to you and tells you, you know, I'm living with my boyfriend or I've decided that I'm homosexual, that's going to change the shape of the relationship. So how do you speak the truth in love and still maintain that relationship? Well, what happened is when Jen Hatmaker made the comments and had a new position, then I think a lot of the women felt slightly deceived in the relationship. Wait, this isn't what I was signed up for, you know? And so then we have to reevaluate, like, what that relationship looks like, even though I'm not sure that Jen Hatmaker, you know, signed up for intimate relationships with millions of women across the United States. I think that is what plays out when you're studying in the Bible and in the Word with people, and as authors and speakers, we have to be aware of that, because it's a heavy thing. It's a heavy thing that the Scripture gives us to teach in the Word to women and be in that relationship with them. So, yeah, it was hard. It's hard for women. It was hard for me. I won't lie. I was really distraught. I definitely have, you know, kind of thought and rethought in the last couple of weeks what kind of materials I use, and is it safe, you know, to use something that I haven't written myself, or if I haven't gotten from a specific publisher? All those questions, I think, are still playing out in women's homes, you know, across America, and certainly in Lutheran women's homes. So,
what exactly did Jen Hatmaker say?
You know, since I wasn't present at the interview, I will also say that. However, the things I've read online and from popular media is that she and her husband wrestled for about 18 months with Scripture to determine how they felt about homosexual relationships, and they decided that they felt that homosexual relationships could still be considered holy according to Scripture. And so that definitely took me aback, and I would disagree with those statements. Someone said it well. It's really, really difficult. I definitely believe that she wrestled with it, and I think it's really unfortunate that she came to this conclusion, but I'm sure she's not going to stop wrestling with it. You know, we, particularly issues of sexuality, we are all constantly wrestling with as we look at the Word, like, how would God have me live my life, and properly trying to distinguish the law and gospel in that realm of our life. So I would just pray that she continues to wrestle with that and finds truth in His Word.
Deaconess Heidi Gaiman is our guest. She's a licensed therapist serving Grace Place Wellness Ministries. We're talking about some recent sexuality statements made by popular Christian authors Jen Hatmaker and Glennon Doyle Melton. We'll be right back.
When a Christian woman is critical of her own flesh, she holds her Creator in contempt.
Rose Adel, from her new book, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Our Heavenly Father knit us together in the womb. He did not do a bad job. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. That goes for everyone, including the one who thinks she's the ugliest of them all.
You can purchase and download Concordia Publishing House's new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically, at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes.
Memoria Press invites all Issues Etc. listeners to explore our Simply Classical curriculum, a set of full-year academic curriculum packages for children with learning challenges. Our classical writing program and our Christian studies are now based on your favorite CPH Bible storybooks. To learn more, visit classicalspecialneeds.com and use promo code LPR to save on your initial purchase. That's classicalspecialneeds.com.
A mobile Lutheran Bible study. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, coordinator for stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship, lcms.org/stewardship. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about some recent sexuality statements made by popular Christian authors Jen Hatmaker and Glennon Doyle Melton. Deaconess Heidi Gaiman is our guest. Now, if you're looking for an alternative to this kind of Christian resources for women, and I know what the appeal is. These are women who tell it like it is. They are real. They are authentic. You could look no better place than to a book called Ladylike, Living Biblically. It is written by two real moms, two real wives, and they tell it exactly like it is, without losing sight of the central teaching of the Christian faith, the forgiveness of sins in Christ's perfect life, death, and resurrection. The book's called Ladylike, Living Biblically. You can order it at cph.org, cph.org, or give them a call, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. The book is called Ladylike, Living Biblically. Deaconess Gaiman, I want to talk about the two reactions and have you respond to one of them. One of the reactions to these statements made by these popular authors is going to be yours. It's going to be shock and disappointment. But the other one is, well, you know, I love Jen Hatmaker, and she's right on so many things. Maybe she's right on this. Maybe LGBTQ relationships can be holy, just like she says. How would you respond?
Yeah, I think the scripture verse that constantly comes to my mind when I think of women's Bible studies in general and in our current culture is, you know, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, that whole section of scripture. We are not meant to follow man, and that also means we are not meant to follow woman. We are meant to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in Trinity with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and so we can't ever get to that place where we're just following one person's vantage point of scripture and their lens. You know, that's why one of the reasons Luther didn't want the Pope. We don't believe in that. We follow what Jesus teaches and confesses in light of the confessions and the Large and Small Catechism, and all those resources that we have. It's very, very important that we don't just follow the trail because that's what Jen Hatmaker says, or that's what Heidi Gaiman says. You know, it's very important that we follow the trail because that's what Holy Scripture says. And it speaks truth even when it's uncomfortable for us to hear. And these are very, very uncomfortable heart issues, very deep for so many people. And relationships matter so much, and they matter so much to us and so much to God that it's very easy then to say, I value the relationship more than the truth. And guess what? God values both, and he would not have us trade in either one.
Are Christian women, in your observation, susceptible to what you've just described there, which is essentially a cult of personality?
I think it's interesting you say Christian women, because I would say that all of us are susceptible to that as Christians. We're all susceptible to, I mean, that's what they dealt with in the early church. That's what they dealt with in Martin Luther's time. That's what we deal with in our time, is we are all kind of taken in by big personality. We're all taken in by people that we can relate to. And so there holds a heavy responsibility for each of us then to always return to the Word as the rule and norm for our lives, a light in the darkness. And that isn't a person, but I do think it's important that we kind of dig in and are willing to say, I'm looking at what this person says, and then I'm opening my scriptures, and I'm going back and forth. I do think we can't just shut ourselves off from using good women's Bible study resources, but at the same time, we always do so critically, and I mean critically as as in critical thinking, you know, using our knowledge, our reason, our strength, our mind, our heart, and all those things to make sure it's in tune with God's word.
What would be a good Lutheran biblical response or alternative to teachers like Jen Hatmaker and Glennon Doyle Melton?
I think we're constantly coming out with, like, new resources. I wouldn't discount any resources that came out from, you know, we still study around the scriptures, which are thousands of years old. You know, age doesn't really matter. But at the same time, I think we can continuously come out with resources that have, I think, some of the technology that women's groups are looking for, that these other people are offering, kind of some video-driven Bible studies. I think internet resources, which you see with Glennon Doyle Melton, like, people want to be able to utilize the resource and give it to women in a format that works for them. And so we can continue to work on that, but still be true to the word that hasn't changed for years and years and years and years for a reason.
There's cultural pressure here, Heidi, and it's very strong to, and in this case, I think we have a classic example in Jen Hatmaker of a willingness finally to compromise with what the culture says is right and good, as opposed to what Scripture says is right and good. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a woman who's had this reaction and seen this compromise and says, boy, it'd be just so much easier to get out from under that pressure and just to say, okay, live and let live, homosexual relationships could be God-pleasing too. What would you say to them?
Yeah, my heart just breaks when I hear things like that, because it seems so much easier. It seems so much easier. And the reality is that it isn't. It just isn't. Relationships aren't healed. Restoration isn't offered when we take the seemingly easy route, and that is a deception of the devil. It is his deception to tell us, this is easy, my friend. Doesn't this red apple look amazing and delicious? When in reality, every step we take after that, when we've compromised something, will be harder, because we are giving up the full knowledge and full confidence of faith in Christ and Christ alone, and we've stepped off into the dark ourselves. And he never leaves us or forsakes us. And so I just always constantly come to women and say, just wrestle with it. God is in the wrestling. He wrestled with Jacob. You know, Jacob broke his hip. It was hard. You know, this is what happens when we wrestle, but God is in it, and Jesus is there with us. He's always faithful, and he will show us. He will show us in his time, kind of a clear understanding. And then in heaven, like, those, you know, eyelids will fall off, and we'll see it all much more clearly. And I have to give Jen Hatmaker the benefit of the doubt that I don't think she compromised for culture. I think she compromised for relationship. And I think that's a lot more of what we'll see, too. Even when people compromise because we think it sounds easier in the culture, so many of us, the bigger struggle is, I have someone I know and love. They matter to me, and this relationship matters, and they feel like they have to give up the truth so that they can sustain that relationship. And so that just takes a lot of prayer, and we as fellow Christians can pray and be real with one another and say, I have this relationship, I'm really struggling, and the church can be a safe place then where we say, let's pray about that together. We're going to help you. We're going to work through this. We're going to look at the scriptures, you know, and think of ways. We can't walk this road alone if we're going to stand firm and stand strong. You know, we fix our eyes on Christ, but we run the race together.
Deaconess Heidi Gaiman is a licensed therapist serving Grace Place Wellness Ministries. Deaconess Gaiman, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks so much for having me.
We're going to be talking about living with toddlers. Anna Mussman will join us. She's written a recent column for The Federalist titling 7 Proven Ways to Stop Complaining and Enjoy Your Toddlers right after this. Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
The 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaches. A good time to ask, who are we as confessional Lutherans? What's our heritage? The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission has produced the Layman's Guide to Theological History. Go to the CLCC.org and see which of these presentations and books would be most helpful to you and your fellow parishioners. And consider becoming a member with us as the CLCC seeks to help more people know what it means to be a confessional Lutheran. The CLCC.org.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
Grace, faith, Scripture, and Christ alone. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Memoria Press invites all Issues Etc. listeners to explore our Simply Classical curriculum, a set of full-year academic curriculum packages for children with learning challenges. Our classical writing program and our Christian studies are now based on beautiful children's Bible storybooks. To learn more, visit classicalspecialneeds.com and use promo code LPR to save on your initial purchase. That's classicalspecialneeds.com.
Are you looking for Christmas cards that combine beautiful art with a clear Christian confession? Emmanuel Press offers Christ-centered, affordable cards in a variety of designs. You'll find cards with stained glass, illumination, German frescoes, and other unique artwork found only at Emmanuel Press. Visit their website, emmanuelpress.us, EmmanuelPress.us.